In this episode, we can go over why I moved out. We can talk about my experience.
We started young and we came from like essentially the same place digitally, not physically. Last year, I asked him if, do you think it's a good idea? Or
basically proposed.
Yeah. So bottom line, if you're in Kolkata,
move out.
Move out today.
Pros and
I think that was a good intro. It did well.
Good job, dog!
Welcome back to another episode of Fuck Ups. And first of all, just going to give you a quick disclaimer. Do not get used to this setup. Reason is we are scrappy. That's how we are naturally. If I just turn the camera a little bit towards the right,
yeah,
you see our desks over there. This whole setup is gone, right? So we're scrappy by nature. And but, you know, to play the YouTube long form game, you got to be polished. Yeah. You got to write your script and do all that, which is why I love podcasting so much.
Exactly. And also, if you just look down, the reason we'll be looking niche is because our laptops are zameen pe pade hue and audio record ho raha.
Yes, but disclaimer, do not get used to this setup. We're going to revert to that webcam looking setup soon. Unless maybe we have guests. Even then, we're just going to fuck it. Just
probably webcam, yeah.
Yeah, webcam lagayenge. Maybe phone camera for like the guests or something, you know, to highlight them.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's so good.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. But yeah, today's theme of fuck ups is not entirely around how we fucked up, but more around if moving out is a fuck up or not for you, whether you should move out, our experiences, or in particular, Aman's experience moving out from Kolkata to Pune, and then my experience on my, you know, solo trip in Southeastern Asian countries, and then whether it's a good idea for, you know, to become a digital nomad. Should we, fuck it, you know, go somewhere for 3 months, work there? Mm-hmm. Tempting.
Philippines maybe, who knows?
Will be, or even Thailand and train Muay Thai a little bit as well.
Philippines, bro, Philippines.
But yeah, there's a lot of things about moving out that you should know. Or moving in with your best friend. You know, that's like so many people's dreams watching this. Move in with your best friend, get a house, work all day.
Exactly. I mean, awesome.
I'm telling you already, if you want the quick answer, do it. But if you want the long answer, stick around and let's get into it.
Yes, so let's talk about the pros and
I think that was a good intro. It did well.
Good job, dog! Go.
Okay, go in.
But where were we? So let's talk about the pros and cons of moving out. So I moved out. And I moved from Kolkata to Pune, like Subha just mentioned. And in this episode, we can go over why I moved out. We can talk about my experience about, matlab, kya hua after moving out. And I also want to listen, like, from you, more specifically, like, how has your life changed? Because it has definitely been a change for you as well.
Yeah, and I don't think we've ever talked about this.
Yeah, exactly.
The first time we're talking about this will directly be on the pod, so that's awesome.
Fuck yes. So, it'll be great if we get like both sides of the coin, like me moving from literally another city to his house and me moving, like him having another dude living in his house. So how does that feel? We'll go with that. So do you want to start off?
Yeah, sure. So it started with, you know, we've been best friends for a while, and this idea was, there's always in the back of the head because we're both earning decently and we're both we started young and we came from like essentially the same place digitally, not physically. And what happens is last year I asked him if do you think it's a good idea, or
basically proposed.
Yeah, so the conversations essentially start, you know, it's always in the back of the head, like, what if we, because he flies out to Pune, he stays for 3 days, I'm like, what if you just don't leave? Next time, na, book a one-way ticket.
Exactly. Vapas ka ticket hi book.
Dekhte kya hota hai. That's been the plan. And that happened this time. One-way ticket. Yep. So, that conversation obviously happens. Then we start taking it slightly more seriously. Like, maybe
logistics.
You should do it. You know those reels that come up on the...
How much will it cost?
You know those reels that come up on short form? Like, when you and your best mate go all in for 3 months.
Exactly. The Bali, like, fuck. There was like a place in Bali.
And then I send it to you and I'm like, what if? Oh, kare to kya hoga?
Wait, we started talking logistics. Like, where would you live? How much would it cost, and this is how much you need to save, and I have like a journal where, matlab, it's by date, so everything I write or think about if I want to track it back, I can probably pull up journals where we were calculating costs of how much it would cost to move out.
Mm-hmm. And then one day, you know, something happens and you pull the trigger. So why and what made you pull the trigger? Just go into brief detail, because family situation, you know, he doesn't want to go into too much in detail. But yeah, just go for the surface level of what made you pull the trigger.
So basically, it was two things. Like, whenever I have a goal, there are things that attract me and there are things that I'm running away from. So it was a mixture of both. I wanted to not live with my family because I didn't really like them a lot, and it was just a negative environment to be raised in. And yeah, I used to wake up with like fights going on in the house every single day, which is not nice. So I mean, yeah, that was like the thing I was running away from. And obviously the better part, where like make more money, make more content, be more jacked, live with my friend, and like
have the podcast, extreme
fun, start the podcast. So like, yeah, those were the positive sides, and there were definitely negatives. Like, I was living in Kolkata. That's a negative.
Yeah, I'm sorry. If you're from Kolkata, bro.
Yeah, sorry. Unless you live in... No, sorry.
No, I lived in Newtown. Not good either.
No, sorry.
Salt Lake? No.
That was a joke.
Yeah, no. Kolkata?
But, like, that part of Kolkata is still not good.
Bro, just don't. I'm sorry. Like, move. Move. Now, yeah, so bottom line, if you're in Kolkata,
move out.
Move out today. And so moving forwards, he severely is underplaying or downplaying his situation, because, you know, every other Indian family has that one dad who's screaming, bringing up arguments, or that one grandma.
Has that one dad? I want to know which Indian family has two dads.
None.
Two dads?
No, nahi hoga na.
Two dads.
कहाँ होगा two dads?
नहीं होगा हाँ.
हाँ, so every Indian family has that. Oh yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, but you know, every other Indian family has that one dad. That's correct.
Okay.
So now I'm basically claiming 50% of dads. You know, they like abusive, they basically kind of shout. Yeah. So that happens. In my case, it's literally the opposite. But it happens.
Do you want to go in details?
No, I don't want to go in details about that yet. But so going ahead, threw me off there. No, I can't tell them about this yet.
Okay.
Future episode.
This is definitely something we were.
It stopped again.
I didn't even move the mic. Sorry. This is definitely something that we will be looking to talk about in the future, like our family situations. And we both have pretty fucked family situations, like more than like it looks on the surface, and it's just marinating in our heads every single day. I'm pretty sure it's the same with you.
Yeah, and severely downplaying why he had to move out. He essentially didn't like his family much, and there are a lot of reasons for that. But moving forwards into what you're probably here for, right? Is it worth it? Should you do it? And yeah,
so let's go over first. I mean, we already covered.
So why do you think, how has it been so far?
It's been fucking amazing, man. Like, my life there was like so...
Let's end the episode, yeah, done.
My life there was like so bad. Like, the gym was better because it was like more expensive or anything. But like, except the gym, I don't really see... Like, it's just way better. Like, and... Like, without sounding gay or anything, like, it's been much... I can't say this.
What?
See that thing? So, like, it's been much better because of him as well. Like, if I moved out to a random city, like... Bahut gay lagta hai na jab aise eye contact hota hai and you tareef kar rahe honge. So, matlab, yeah. Like, if I moved out to a city where I would be living alone, I'd probably be lonely as fuck and I'd kill myself. But it's literally the opposite. Like, we work, we work out, we sleep, and we scroll Instagram together.
No, now you're making it sound gay.
But yeah, it's kind of gay. But
no, it's not.
It's kind of gay.
No, you need to have, like, I think Hamza talks about this a lot. You need to have a tribe. Now imagine we get like a fucking a condo in Thailand. right? Massive, massive, and it has, you know, luxury interior, decorated 5 setups. So there's like one, yeah, why not in the hall? Yeah. And then there's the one massive room with all the workstations. And you know what I'm saying, right?
Yep.
5 guys like that. Honestly, comment down below if you're like, you know, if we could, worth hanging out with.
Exactly. Also, like, comment down below if he's like sounding like very gay or not.
I don't think I am.
Bro, that's genuinely 5 guys together.
No, and like work with the similar goals, right? Imagine we're working.
I'm kidding. It's actually really nice.
And then going training Muay Thai, bit of jujitsu.
Exactly.
Working out for, like, you know, bodybuilding as well.
Yeah.
And then building separate businesses. Because I think separate would be better instead of one. Like, that would be...
Eventually, like, when we're, like, 30 or something, we... Because, like, if you're running separate businesses, you learn to, like, have different experiences.
Skill sets.
Yeah, exactly. Skill sets. So, but, like, eventually, I definitely do see us, like, doing a similar business together.
Maybe in the future, but as of right now, if you were to do a business together, it would literally be carbon copies.
Exactly, like that.
What's the point?
No point.
I would rather get some guy who's more technical or exactly. Product manager. I have a really good startup idea, but I have too many commitments to be doing that.
But we might be working on that. I mean, not we right now. Him.
Not we. Yeah, maybe not. Too many things going on. And one of the people who's taught me a lot, he often says, you need to focus. And if there's anything he can teach me, it is that I need to maintain focus. Because when he was my age, he tried a lot. And he feels like he could have gotten to where he is today if he just put his head down and focus on the one thing that was working and just did that. And that is a lot to teach me. And I do take his advice seriously. And that
he's a G.
Yeah, he's really good, right? But it's that, you know, when you're young and you have like this idea, even if everything goes against it, you're crazy passionate about it and you want to do it no matter what. And I'm in that situation and I have 1,000 things going on. I have this podcast. I have my own content. I have 1,000 things. I'm trying to, you know, even learn how to do mixed martial arts while trying to gain more muscle. It's crazy. It's not humanly possible. I'm compromising on a lot of things while trying to do all of this. But
it's also like, I believe we'd take more risk if we had lesser responsibilities. Like a lot of like 19, 20, 25 year olds, not 25, maybe 24 year olds, don't have like the responsibility of the world on their shoulders. They don't have to carry their families over. And we've kind of had that early.
A lot early.
Yeah. A lot earlier than normal people. Like, I'm totally fine doing it, but like it's like, oh fuck, abhi to main paida hua, and like abhi I have to like run the house.
I feel like we've skipped years ahead because of that, in a way.
I agree. Yeah, it would have been a waste of time anyways.
Like right now, most people, honestly, without trying to sound like that one red pill YouTuber, most people are genuinely in college or going to clubs right now. And no offense if you do, that's awesome. It's just that
if that's something you want to do, truly.
I genuinely not monetarily, like I can afford that, but I can't afford that, like
time wise.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's a race.
Even if you like, I don't think we want to, like, I don't think the people watching this understand that we don't want to go to clubs. I don't want to go to a concert
because there's so many more important things.
Exactly. I have better things to do in life.
Yeah. Funny that we're saying this while recording a podcast.
Well,
but honestly, this is our way of like talking, communicating, and
exactly.
Yeah.
Also getting it out.
Yeah, also getting it out. Anyways, getting back to the point of, so now you've moved in. How are you finding it so far? Have we covered that?
Yeah, I think we did.
Yeah, so that's awesome. We work, we sleep, and
work out sometimes.
Then next point, I guess, if we go to how it has changed your life from when you were living in Kolkata, was it similar or is there more accountability because of me, or is there more, you know, whenever you're working out, you start scrolling, give you
exactly
slap like that, like
exactly. That's like one of the best parts we have, like whenever one of us starts scrolling, Peaches says it.
I just go and choke it from the back.
Exactly. But it's, yeah, that's a good part because we literally have our desk set up right here on the left. You can't see it, but and we see each other working. So anytime someone is like scrolling on their phone or not doing the thing that they're supposed to do, the other one checks and like, what the fuck are you doing? Are you fucking stupid? Like, is this why you were born? Or like, what the fuck?
And then sometimes he's like, 5 minutes, bro, bas thoda aaram kar raha hun.
Yeah, I sit on this phone, I'm like, let me chill.
2 minutes, bro.
2 minutes.
Just druk ja.
Let's not go into 2 minutes.
Yeah, sure. Anyways, what?
Nothing.
Sorry, I thought. Huh?
Nothing.
Yeah, so scrolling, and so there's definitely a lot more accountability when we're together. But there's also, let's go into a con, because we're making it sound like, yeah, why, if you are watching this, move in with your best friend right now.
Move in, no, by no, move in.
Things you need to consider. Generally, definitely positive. But to give you one example, conflicting meetings.
Brother, we just like work in the same room. So if we have the same meetings, like on the same times, which we do often because we live on meetings sometimes, we'd have to like go into other rooms. But we'd kind of solve this problem with the new place.
Yeah, with the new place maybe. But then even in the new place, we'd have the desktops next to each other anyway.
But like another room with like another desk. And we have a dining table, which we absolutely don't need.
Yeah, we could sort that out. But even then, it is an inconvenience. Because before this meeting, okay, I just hop on. But now it's like, wait, you have a meeting too? Get out of this room, you know?
Who has the more important meeting, me or you? He literally had a billionaire meeting, like a billionaire guy.
With a B.
And he had to do it with a scrappy fucking webcam and in his other room because my meeting was more important at the time.
Can you believe that? More important. Yeah. And I have to agree, it was.
So, yeah, it's just crazy how we have to do that, but that's fine. Like, we'll solve that.
Yeah, but don't make it sound so good, bro. But like, we have to get ahead. They can't get ahead like that.
But it's actually, like, think about it.
Yeah, but we gotta discourage them a little. Otherwise, you know, competition.
Like, his clothes stink, man.
There we go. And yeah, so there's a lot of cons like that.
Yeah, I sleep a lot.
And okay, another one is that you overwork a little bit.
Exactly. Let's get on the run. I think we've covered this, but like,
yeah, but regardless, because of the overworking, right, our sleep schedules are so messed up, and that's gonna take like years off the lifespan, I trust me.
Exactly.
So healthy.
I agree. We sleep, okay, just for more context, every single podcast that we've recorded, it's been around 6 a.m. and right now it's 6:32. The first one was around 5 or 5:30. The second one went on till 7, and there was another day where I just forgot to sleep.
You just forgot to sleep.
Like,
you know, you catch us sleeping at random times. I'm asleep from, I don't know, like around 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. And then he comes and sleeps 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. And then we both wake up like,
yeah.
Huh? Oh, you also slept? Like, oh, okay, let's go back.
Yeah, we need to absolutely.
It's messed up.
Sleep schedules, because it's very fucked.
Yeah, I remember that one video where I recorded of you on the sofa. I'll put the B-roll up right now. He was sleeping with his laptop on in this sofa. He was sleeping with a hug to his chest. You know, he was like, oh.
That's like, yeah, if anyone wants to work with me, that's how hard I work. I work and I just sleep with my laptop.
Yeah, in notification, Slack, tidding.
Exactly.
Who needs it? Messed up.
He recorded me, so like, there is a video. I think there are two videos, but just put one up.
And you know, for me, I'm a little different in that sense. So I have my phone. I am always on Do Not Disturb. If anyone wants to reach me, go to hell.
My phone is on D&D, but like, laptop, mirror notification obviously nahi bachta hai. Like, yeah. Laptop mein kiska bachta hai. But yeah, it's just any work I need to do, I just do it. And I've had this pichle wale ghar pe bhi, like when I slept literally on meetings.
And this, for me, I want to make it hard for people to reach me. If I give you an example, my phone, so just in general, to reach me, you have to either contact someone else to get to me, or you have to know more about me. So an example here is that I changed my phone number and I didn't tell anyone.
Yeah, I got a call from some other number.
Like, I'm not picking this up. I think you called me 2 more times.
Yeah, I called you a lot.
I think
you called me. Who is calling? Ready with the gali.
Again, my mic got cut off, but...
Fuck your mic.
Fuck my mic. I'm literally not moving it, though.
I might need someone full-time. Pune, videographer.
Yeah.
I want experience.
And application.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to pay much for that role, though. Like, that's...
5 rupees per second.
Yeah, but company. You won't feel lonely.
Yeah, company.
Whenever after school, bro, you want to come over, record, help us record. Maybe.
We'll give you coffee.
Yeah. Coffee, chocolates. Yeah, what were you saying?
That's the best we can do. What?
What were you saying? Yeah, I called you 3 times.
Yeah, and like after that I picked up and like you con word up.
Like bro. Yeah, bro, it's Subha. Bro, it's me. And we've gone super off topic in this episode, and I think to get back to more of the point, so definitely there are cons, but yeah, what are the pros? I would say one more is that we go to the gym, we both work out, right? Now I'm more jacked than this dude, so he gets to learn from me, he gets to push hard, and I see that he trains like a pussy, which is why he's a little more okay, tell me you haven't been training like a pussy the last few, like just in general with me, you got sick, you got
I got sick, but I don't train very hard.
Recently you've been training like a pussy, like you've trained hard once.
Training hard? Like, which day do you think I trained like a pussy?
You were sick?
I mean, obviously.
Yeah, but in general. So, you know, that osmosis, he told me the word osmosis today. I'm like, he used it in a sentence. He used osmosis in a sentence. That's why I'm using it right now.
Osmosis.
Osmosis. Oh, yeah. Fucking biology, 10th grade came in. So, so my hard work in the gym osmosizes. I don't know if that's what.
Bro, I work hard in the gym. Is the diet. And also, by the way, we're on the same diet, but he's cutting.
I've been gaining weight and he's been losing weight.
You've gained weight?
No, I'm fine. I'm the same almost.
Like, I'm supposed to gain weight on this diet, which I'm not gaining.
Definitely, you know, the hard work in different areas transfers to the other. So, for example, gym, he gets more gym motivation.
Nahi bhai, chutiya bana raha hai, I train hard.
But yeah, and then to record content, for example, today he was middle of the shoot, one camera's battery died, he was like bye, sab mar rahe. He lost his motivation.
Exactly, and that's where like someone like he was like chup chup kar
chup kaam kar khatam kar, finish what you start, and that shit helps, honestly.
It helps like a lot, like a ton. You don't understand, like you need that extra push sometimes. Like, yeah, we both do it for each other. Like, if he's watching too much TV, he loves Beta Squad, by the way. Do you guys know he watches Beta?
Bro, we need to start one of that.
Alpha Squad.
Alpha Squad.
Yeah, if you guys are any alpha males, just like comment down below and we'll try to get you on for an episode.
Bro, but seriously, like imagine that. That would be so cool. And they'll genuinely look like they're having so much fun while filming. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Beta Squad is like a bunch of like 5-6 guys, and
put B-roll up.
Yeah, they're all black, and they get along with each other so well, and their synergy is like they're really funny together, and they make these little competitions, and not exactly competitions, but things, or
I think it's scripted, like it is.
I don't think it's that scripted. Maybe just the outline.
Yeah, oh, that's enough.
The outline, I wouldn't say. But yeah,
that's
you
enough.
Need to have a video idea before you do it, right?
Yeah.
So that's it.
They have the video idea and they also plan out the points. And I can like prove it to you guys. But
yeah, I don't think so. But yeah, I really like them. They're funny. And one day, maybe, you know, you moved in. As we keep progressing, as we keep getting more
we get a fucking
profits,
villa.
We get a huge house. And I know this sounds gay, but for the next few years, if we just put our heads down, continue. I don't think woman is the issue anyway.
Yeah, it never has been.
Oh, what stops us? Can you stop looking there? I'm looking. Okay. I have a better angle.
Okay, I'll look there.
Yeah, cool. My audio you don't have to look at.
Exactly.
So imagine, right? Because the women on the issue, so we create this thing, and I think that would be really cool. And then those type of videos, I feel like it's one level above a podcast. And
exactly.
Yeah.
It takes more work. Like 10 different fucking camera angles, but it's probably
it's more fun,
more work for some other editor, not for us.
Yeah, but it's like funnier, I believe, and podcasts definitely have the place.
I like this. I think as we get more comfy, like just recording and doing more episodes.
You mean you? I'm as chill as I can be.
Okay, so like as I get more comfy and we like get more clippable moments, we might find ourselves in like a good place.
And imagine we bring on more hosts like us.
Imagining
could work.
Maybe like our plan. Should we tell them about our next episode?
So this episode that we're currently recording as episode 1 went live. Episode 2 has already been live. That's around the topic of school. So by the time you're watching this, school is out. That's episode 2. And episode 3, we're planning it with a potential guest. So this might just be episode 4. So
yeah, also we derailed a lot. So can you talk about your experience of and how it's been for you after I've moved in?
Yeah, sure. So firstly, I was, to give more context, we're living in my house and my mom and dad also live here. And I'll tell you why that's an advantage and then why it's not. First of all, my family's close by, so I don't have to move out because I don't have like severe issues with them. I might have some issues, but it's okay. We go through it. We learn, we forgive, they're living life for the first time. So we're living with my mom and dad as well, and Rex moved in here. So I guess the biggest difference for me has been lesser space.
Exactly, there's very less space.
There's very less space overall now, which is why we're obviously getting a second apartment. But this 1 month, honestly, it's been fine. You get used to it in 10 days. But that was one thing that you should consider, that, you know, there's generally going to be less space and you're going to be sharing a space. And I've never had any sibling or anything like that. So living with someone like for longer than 10 days, initially, I went a little crazy. Yeah, like for like 2-3 days, I was like, ha.
You could have told me about it, babe.
No, it would make no difference.
Okay.
So I was like, I was getting overwhelmed. And then you just get used to it.
And like also talk about the, if you were comfy with it, the time where like you lived with a friend and how that also shapes your experiences.
So before this, I went to a friend's house for around 5-7 days. This was in Mumbai. This was like 10th grade. Time, something like that. 10th or 12th grade time. Not 12th. Definitely 11th grade, something like that. 11th. Fuck it, 11th. And I went and I stayed with my friend for around 6-7 days. We were best friends too. Like, I have no issue with the dude. In fact, we were recording a lot of gym content. But something went wrong. I can't pinpoint it. But when we were staying together for like over 5 days, something just went wrong and the synergy wasn't right. And then our friendship sort of deteriorated after that. So that was scary. I didn't want that to happen. And I don't know why. I genuinely don't know why.
Like, there must be something that you...
Literally nothing, bro. We were perfect. But then after like 3-4 days, energy levels started to go down.
So you're telling me you've had an ex?
Huh?
So you're telling me you've had an ex?
Yes. I'm not pure. Is that a deal breaker? I'm too good for that.
Let's just end the point.
No, we're not ending it. But a few more things around that. So it's difficult to predict whether, you know, your synergy is going to pay off with your best friend if you guys don't live together. And I guess it's the same thing as well for like proper relationships, right? So romantic relationships, everything's good, but you live together for 7 days and you go crazy and then fuck it, relationship ends, right? That also can happen. So when you're moving in, just make sure that you... there's no safeguards here, there's no safety, there's no railings, but just know that it is a possibility that you're just not compatible to live together. In our case, we're fine, but there were like 2-3 days in between where I was like, I was a little overwhelmed, and then again, you just get used to it. So as long as you're able to adapt to it, then it's fine.
I think
on my end, that's from what it was.
From my experiences, I've been really blessed with like the friends that I've had. Even not like, wouldn't say in school, but like after school, like the friends, so I've been really, really comfy with them as well. So, and I've also grown up living with siblings, which I didn't really like, but I've still like grown up with them. So it was like pretty like normal and easy for me.
That's good. For me, it has not been like that. Second very important and great reason or experience with Aman moving in, and I guess this would also be on his side, but it's a shared thing, is that we can use the same systems for each other. For example, I have a system already built out for, you know, this podcast gets recorded And for Aman, what he sees is already the final podcast, like, published. He doesn't even see it. He maybe reviews it once. He leaves some comments. He, like, leave this meme here. Leave this image here. But he does none of the work. Like, he has he has no coordination to get the work done. It's just me. And that's because I already have that system set up. And likewise, food automatically gets made, because that wasn't the case in his house. So food gets made, we get the same food.
That was the case in my house.
The food was just worse.
Yeah, it was just worse. So now he gets better food automatically.
Yep.
Believe that.
That's like a really good part. And I want the food to, like, it's going in all the right places. Like, I want the food to, like, go into my biceps, but they're not growing. So I think I need to work out more.
You need to work out more. He works out like a pussy. Exactly what I've been saying.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, that's going to be a wrap, guys. In conclusion, should you move out? Up to you. There's some potential cons. Obviously, convincing your parent is going to be the toughest thing, and, like, pulling the trigger.
I personally don't listen to my parents.
Parent?
I don't have a mom, guys.
And yeah, that's it. Bye.